everybody. Awesome. Oh shit. Oof. Throw it all dry. Shit. I need some water. I gotta get my habits up with water. Like, anyway, let's not make this about my personal life. Just tuning in really quickly. It is Friday morning. Such a beautiful, beautiful rising today. And I was just driving thinking my shit, wanting to talk a little bit. I think that I call it a family. I feel like you guys here on the podcast are like my close family. Like, I love everybody, you know, that shows me love on Instagram and on Facebook and my Twitter people. But there ain't nothing like this Anchor family right here. So I was just coming in to tell you guys, like, about podcasts. If you're trying to start a podcast, if you're trying to make something out of something that you think is literally nothing, do it anyway. I started this podcast to manifest, and it turned into more than I ever thought it would be. So it went from me helping people manifest while I'm manifesting, as I'm practicing, exercising, manifesting, to every topic, a conversation that came up, you know, like anything that has come in up. And I know that a lot of people say, you know, you do that so crisp and you get your thoughts and all that stuff out so crisp and so fast. And I think that I take a good amount of time to really word myself out. And I think it's thinking of the topic as well. So if this is a conversation that you can have with your friends, with your family and stuff, I think it helps flow. Pretending like you have certain conversations for entertainment, especially in a podcast, doesn't quite work unless I feel like you have a guest that is right next to you, really giving you things to respond to. But I feel like when it's a conversation, a human conversation about intuition, maybe about subconscious, about sex, about food, about anything, I think that flows directly in its own for yourself because of the topic. This is something that I can keep talking about. And I still have responses. I still have information. I still have advice on it. It's something that you feel like you're good at talking at. Do that. If you're a mom, if you feel like, okay, so I'm great at being a mom, but I don't want my podcast to be mom podcast. Why not? Start that. I'm telling you, podcasts, the way they start is never the way they really stay. So what I recommend doing is talking about something you really are passionate about, something that you love to do, something that you find yourself doing every day that you could implement in your podcast. Anything. Like, don't overanalyze it. Don't overanalyze what you're going to talk about. Don't overanalyze how you're going to sound, whatever. You could edit on here. You could freaking edit. And literally, none of my videos, none of my podcasts are edited. They're just talked through. If I make any mistakes, if I pronounce something wrong, if something's not flowing, if my train of thoughts is just all over the place, you'll hear that. And I won't edit it out because it's like, I'm human. This is what I do. You know what I'm saying? I talk mad shit. But you know, that's what happens, and I love that because it's so genuine like that. So start your podcast. Like, don't be scared. Oh, I don't know how to gather up my thoughts that much. That's fine, because the people that are gonna listen to you are gonna listen to you regardless. If the topic of conversation is interesting, they're gonna tune in. They're gonna click that link and they're gonna tune in and stay. Now, am I saying be this like plain monotone person? No, I'm not saying be that, because don't nobody want to stay for somebody that talks like this. Now, if you happen to do talk like that, I love you and I'm sorry. I'm just giving examples of what my people find, of what people may find a bit under aesthetic for the ear. I know that sounds funny, but there is an aesthetic for the ear, not just for our eyes. We have many aesthetics, and when someone is up on this level and they are super extremely happy, now that may even be annoying to some. So find your balance.
You don't want to be talking like this and telling people that their advice is the advice you should take.
You know what I mean? But you don't want to sound like this at 8 a.m. I feel like that's me sometimes. Hey, what's up, you guys? And it's like 6 a.m. Sorry. But not sorry, because I found my balance. So, and that's why the family that I got here is here, you know? I can't physically see each and every person who logs in. Like, I can't see. It's like more of an anonymous thing, but I see. I see that you guys listen fully through. I see that you guys backtrack and go to certain things to listen to it. So it's pretty cool. That's enough for me. I don't need to see names exactly, first and last names. Like, you guys know I love you guys either way, whoever you are. Even if you listen for 5 minutes, those 5 minutes were meant for you. Even if you listen to the whole thing, that whole thing was for you. Even if you don't listen, but you share it, thank you. That share was for somebody that's on your timeline and not mine, but not because of what you've done. Yeah, they are. So if I didn't just go out and do my podcast, I wouldn't be sharing so much information with people. People wouldn't be learning. People wouldn't be implementing. You understand what I'm saying? So you're probably depriving someone else from information that they, you know, hope one day to find out. But the only way they'll find out is if you start your journey. If you start that courageous part of your life that you're like, man, I can't freaking do that. I can't just stay on topic. I have ADD. My attention span is that of a pea. Like, you know what I mean? Like, stop thinking that shit, because people have ADD. People have all this other stuff, and they want other people like them to be making shit, to be creating things, to be doing things. Like, they want people like them to be doing stuff. And because you find yourself in whatever way and that's not an asset to you, and you feel like, oh, that's a whatever disability, whatever you people call it, I don't think you should see anything that you are as a problem. I think, unless you're toxic, but I'm talking about physical and stuff like that, like mental, I think that you should really learn about what it is that you're going through that doesn't let you quite be brave, or whatever it is. Get into your, you know, get spiritual with it. You know, pray to God. You have to touch that tune before you touch any other. Like, that relationship is the most important with whatever you believe in. That relationship where your higher self with a higher being that is not you, that is not me, that's important. That enlightens you. You understand what I mean? That makes you want to do more. Look at the train stopping me in shape. But seriously, go on YouTube, find some help. It's easier said than done, right? But if you don't do nothing for it at all, you're not gonna do it. You know what I mean? I'm stretching. Even my stretches. Sometimes I'll like stay shut and no one knows why, and then they're like, oh, okay, you're back. It's just either I'm stretching or yawning or doing something that distracted me. But seriously, guys, do your thing. I know a lot of people that want to start podcasts and just don't know what to talk about. They can't find a theme, whatever. If you can't find a theme, be a person that just shares information with people. If you can't find a theme, be a person that is, you know, touching topics of whatever it is. You can even do a podcast on sports. You find a whole bunch of other sports fans, and here on Anchor, which is really cool, you can reply in video. I'm sorry, in voice, in like a voice note kind of thing. So if you're trying to like even interview a person that you think probably said something, that sent you a video or sent you a voice note that is pretty, like, you know, different, you guys can even interview each other here on podcast, on Anchor, and then put it on wherever other platforms you desire. I think that's such a opportunity, like, like, that's so good. It's free. You get to distribute it in all these platforms. All these people get to click and listen. All these people get to share with one click and listen. Like, it's just the best. If you've been looking to start your own podcast and you've been really thinking about it, talk about something that is you, that enlightens you, that you've been through, that has changed you as a woman or a man. An experience. You don't have to be sympathetic. No one's here to feel bad for you. But if you just take the victim mentality out and just give the giving information, love, force, intention to that, people will feel that. Because, you know, some people just make it out of sympathy and all that stuff. And it is what it is. It is what it is, to be honest. And that's how they make it. I personally, I'm not a fan of that, but that's a whole other podcast within itself. That's it, guys. That's it for today. I'm almost here at the office. So, with that being said, just start your podcast about anything that you love, that you're passionate about, that you're good at. Don't worry about the words flowing. Don't worry about you missing it. Don't worry about whatever. Don't worry about that shit. You got your topic. You got your passion. Now get your podcast started. What fucking excuse do you have? You literally press record, throw this shit on your chest, throw this shit on your phone holder or whatever they call that shit, and get it popping. All right? Y'all have a good ass day. Y'all have a good Friday. Go spread the word. Go spread the love. Be nice to people, because being ugly makes you ugly. Okay? Love you guys so much. Have a great day.